Is there anything you would like to add as far as giving acknowledgments to some of the contractors? I understand you're the design, and so
you didn't necessarily hire the
contractors, but I'm sure you're aware who was...
Yeah, Manson Osberg Jim was a contractor. And, of course, he had a lot of real experienced guys up there, knew what they were doing, got the job done. I mean, they don't get much acclaim, you know, acknowledgement either. No one does in this field, really. People drive across these bridges and they take advantage of them, but they really don't know much about how they're done because a lot of it's real abstract. You know, like, for example, building a cofferdam out in the middle of the river. Well, the first thing you say, what's a cofferdam? See, so the discussion ends there for the average person.
Unless they ask.
But a contractor goes out and he has to keep the water out of his construction. Well, he tried building something down on bedrock.
And that's what a cofferdam is.
And these are deep and they're difficult to build, and, you know, problems and everything. And then when they get all done, they take them out and you never see them again. So you don't see any of this stuff that contractors do. Some of those photos, you'll see some of them in there. If you want to look at them, you'll see what they look like.
Well, what was the years the bridge was in construction?
It was about 70, around 76, 75, 76.
And it was just, and what was the duration that it took to complete the bridge?
I think it was built in a couple of years there. I don't remember the exact details. I think it's in that write-up I have there.
Was there anything when you're doing another project or designing another project or consulting, Was there anything like they might have missed?
No, just we had holes drilled at each pier, and then a few feet off one of the holes, there was fractured rock, and we had to redesign one of the piers. That was the most significant thing. But there weren't many accidents or anything like that. It went pretty good, really, for a bridge of that type.
Stayed within the budget?
Yeah, it did. They had a couple 3 million overrun for the one, the extra on the pier that was where you had changed rock, you know. But it was originally bid, I think, around 29 million and ended up 30 some million total.
Is that pretty good for a project this size to stay that close?
It was the largest project state had ever done at that time by not an order of magnitude, but the second largest was the Copper River Highway bridges down there, which I designed, that picture up there, was $7.5 million. That was about 68. 1968 was the largest at the time. This one, 30 million or so, was by far the largest that the state had ever attempted at the time of any project. That bridge today would probably be 100, 150 million or so, 100 and some million.
Were